world in a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy.
We had a dream we'd go traveling together. We spread a little love and then we'll keep moving on. Something always happens whenever we're together. We get a happy feeling when we're singing a song.
Traveling along, there's a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
It's time for the Josie Show. Tonight's show, episode number 79. Guests are Diana Corcoran and Corey Sims. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Passantino, and here's the host of the Josie Show, Josie Passantino.
Hey, everyone. Thank you, Alan, for that nice intro. Welcome, everyone listening live, and a shout-out for those that are also in the chat room. Hey, everybody, I hope you're doing well on this wonderful Friday. So welcome to the show. So glad you could all make it tonight. First, let's make sure everyone is able to hear us. Let me know in the chat room if you could hear us well. It's always important. It's a top that's a top priority. So let's see here. Just let me know in the chat room if you can hear us. Uber easy. So we have a great show for you guys tonight. Here's what we will do in the next couple of hours or so. We have two amazing guests. Up first is Australian country music singer Diana Corcoran, and we will get to hear some of her songs tonight. And then we bring you country singer Corey Sims. Also, stay tuned for another big show announcement. The Josie Show is hitting the road tomorrow. I'll have more details during the show. And this is for all you artists out there. We are now booking for July. If you would like to be featured on the show before the summer is up, go to our contact page on our official website, www.josieshow.com, J-O-S-I-E. Just making sure because there's several ways of spelling it that I've learned. So we will also get to hear a great song from our good friend, Grammy legend Skylar Jett, and we will talk a bit about his Music Can Save the World Foundation. So a great treat for you guys tonight. So stay tuned to the whole show. It's live, so you never know what wild things are going to happen. And trust me, something usually does. That's our disclaimer that it's live, so you never know what's going to happen. So remember, I will be back on the Southern Star next Friday, May 20th, where my guest will be amazing, awesome singer Scott Isdahl. And as usual, you know I will have rocking music too. So stay tuned next Friday, 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time Zone, to www.thesouthernstar.org. Remember the "the." The "the" is important, people. And then follow me to my show right here, The Josie Show, at www.josieshow.com at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time Zone. They're just a few clicks from each other. If you search mine, you could find his site. I mean, it's easy. So here we go. Let's see. Everybody is in the chat room here. Awesome. So hope everyone's doing great. Top five gone wild. Hey, Pickled Ham, what's up? Alan, Colt, Eric B, Reba Fan 4 Forever, and Tina Marie. So glad you guys are in the chat room. So let's see. I believe our guest here has arrived. So everyone, please give a warm welcome to the wonderful Diana Corcoran. Hello.
Hey, folks.
Love it. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm fantastic. How are you?
I am doing great, and I'm so happy that you are back. I mean, we missed you last time. And I'm super excited that you're able to come back and get the chance to talk to you today.
Absolutely. Look, it's really, really exciting. And, you know, this whole radio blog thing is all new to me. So it's really, really exciting to be part of it.
Awesome. Well, we're going to have a great time. I'll make sure it's fun.
Thank you. Well, it sounds good.
Awesome. So let's get started here. How old were you when you knew you wanted to be a singer and songwriter?
Oh, you know what? I think I always knew. But it's funny how we find our way, you know, into this industry. I turned professional when I was 21, but I started singing on stage when I was 12. But I was always singing, you know, from the moment that I could talk. So I think it was sort of destiny more than anything.
Absolutely. It came natural to you.
Absolutely, yeah. I think we're born into certain professions, and this was me.
That's you. Very cool. And how did you get started in the music business?
Well, you know, I just started back home in Australia. We have lots of little talent quests and competitions that you can enter for kids. And my mum and dad basically just drove me around competing in talent quests. And that's how it all started. That's how I got my experience. That's how I got used to being on stage and got better and better. And yeah, I guess that's where it all started. But I went off and did my own album, my own self-financed album, when I sort of left home. And then the record label signed that. And the rest is history. It's just been a huge success since then back home in Australia.
Definitely. And we are actually going to talk about that now. You've had three amazing, successful albums. Little Bit Crazy, and then next came Then There's Me, and now Keep Breathing, which is just fantastic. Yep. What would you say are the biggest differences between these albums and what they can expect from it?
Oh, wow. Well, I think there's definitely a maturity level that changes with all artists, of course. And, you know, my first album, Little Bit Crazy, was exactly that, a little bit crazy. It was. I think it was, you know, it was all very young songs. I wrote all the songs myself, and they were the first songs that I'd ever written. So I was still developing. And I love that record, though, because it's very unique. So it's different from anything that anybody else has done. And then I think Then There's Me was a more sophisticated, more grown-up me. But it was very girl next door, whereas, you know, I'm not so much a girl next door. I'm a good girl, but I do have a personality, and I think that with this last album, with Keep Breathing, we injected a little bit of that attitude into the songs.
Oh, yes, you do. There's actually a song that I just love, and we are actually going to play in a little bit. Thank You for Cheating on Me, and that's I love that song so much.
Thank you so much. Fortunately, it's
no
a true
problem.
Song. That's okay.
No problem. And nobody's seen it yet, I mean, if whoever didn't see it, you guys got to check it out. It's just on YouTube. You could check it out. And it's so funny, and I love the music video for it. And we're actually going to play it now, so can you stay on the line, and then we'll ask you a little bit about the song when we come back.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Constant denying, yeah, I lived it till the moment you was ailing. Now
you for cheating on me by the wonderful Diana Corcoran, and we're speaking to her now. I love that song. It's awesome.
Oh, thank you so much, Josie. Yes, well, it was Australia's biggest hit last year, so you know, there must have been a whole bunch of other people that agree with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And can you tell everyone a little bit about this song?
Well, as I said, unfortunately, it is a true story. I had the ex-boyfriend cheat on me, and but I'm a big believer that things happen for good reason, and I sort of came out of that relationship and thought, you know, I'm moving on to bigger and better things, and I want to write a song about how he probably did me a favor by cheating on me, because I might still be with him if he didn't, and that wouldn't be a good thing.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
So, and it's a positive outlook.
Absolutely. And it's definitely a great song that people could relate to. And there's some, you know, funny bits in it as well. So yeah, it's a really great song, and everyone just check it out. And the video is great and so well made. Can you tell us how much fun you had making that video?
Yeah, look, we do have fun, and, you know, there's a hot guy in the video, so I certainly had fun.
Yes. That's hilarious. Well, everyone check it out. It's awesome. And you also won Single of the Year for Thank You for Cheating on Me. Can you tell us how great that feels when something that you worked on wins such an honor?
Yeah, look, it's fantastic. It's one of those things where you just work so hard for, you know, so many years to put these albums together, and you just never know what's going to happen. And, you know, lots of people do the same thing. They work incredibly hard. It doesn't always pay off. So it's not only is it an incredible feeling, to have those accolades, but it's also like a relief. It's almost like going, you know, thank God this is all paying off, and it makes it all worthwhile, and it makes you want to do it again.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I have to mention, because I read somewhere that throughout your career so far, you have received over 400 awards. That's amazing.
Yeah, look, you know, they're not all major awards, but, you know, I started out doing talent quests, so I guess it, you know, that's where it all came from. I just started collecting trophies, so to speak, and I've just been very, very blessed, and it didn't really matter if I won or lost. It was all about getting on stage and having a go.
Absolutely. Well, I think that is so cool. And can you tell our listeners a little bit where people could purchase your recent album, Keep Breathing, in the States?
Sure. Well, you know, it's a difficult one because we don't have distribution for it in the States for the physical copy of Keep Breathing, but you can download it. So you can go to iTunes or I forget what else you've got over here. I think you can get it on Amazon but iTunes is probably the best place to go and just pop my name in there, Diana Corcoran. And it should come up, but, you know, just do a bit of a Google on my name and you should be able to find things.
Absolutely. And same with YouTube, too. If you, you know, put your name, you could see all of your music videos where I search. And
absolutely,
I just love
yeah.
all of your things. Yeah.
Thank you so
everyone
much.
Check that out. Definitely. So everyone check that out. Your second single of the album is another great song called Wrong Girl. And it spent 4 weeks on the charts and went to number one on Big Pond Music Singles chart. Can you tell everyone a little about the second single off of your Keep Breathing album?
Sure. Well, Wrong Girl was written about those guys who think that they can pick up women with their money. And there's, you know, there's lots of girls who respond to that, but I'm just not one of those girls. So it was sort of written in response to those fellas and basically saying that if you try that one on me, you've got the wrong girl.
I love it too. And it's amazing. I think it's so great. And how did you come up with the idea for this video for the song?
Well, we sort of figured that I've always loved cars and I've got a friend back home in Australia who runs an Audi dealership. And we said, look, we want to come in and do the whole film clip in the Audi dealership, and it's just a gorgeous dealership as well, with beautiful cars. And we want to sort of have me playing a whole bunch of characters, and this one guy, this one good-looking, suave, rich man comes in and tries to, you know, tries to pick up all my characters, and all of them are basically sort of, I guess, rejecting him and snubbing him off. And it's just really funny. You know, he's trying to sort of test drive the cars, but at the same time he's trying to pick up a girlfriend, and none of these girls want to have a bar of it.
Yeah, and it's a, such a funny video as well. And we actually have the song with us. So we're going to play that now. Stay with us.
My director, but you know, look, he's a pretty hot looking guy, that one, isn't he? So he certainly did a good job with that one, but it's just about picking, you know, the right guy who's going to who looks the bit, who can play the part really well, and obviously they need to be tall enough as well, because I'm 5'10", so
oh yes, that's true.
Yeah, so I leave it up to the director most of the time, pretty much just because he's really, really good at it, and they just got to look the part and know the part.
Yeah, very, very cool. And I have to mention, because I always think this is so cool, you performed for the troops 3 times already in Solomon Islands, Cyprus, and Egypt. Can you tell us about that experience?
Yeah, look, I've been right through the Middle East, right through Egypt, Cyprus, and the Solomons, and just performing for the troops, and it's look, it's an amazing experience. It's it makes you incredibly patriotic, and it's just, I think it's a really neat thing to be able to go over there as a civilian and to see what these guys and girls are doing, because nobody else gets to see them otherwise and gets to see what's happening over there. So it's a pretty remarkable thing to be able to say that I've done that, and certainly something that I, you know, hold dear to me and I'll never ever forget.
Absolutely. It's such a great experience. For everyone in the chat room, you have tons of fans in the chat room right now that are all chatting it up and groove into your songs. Yeah, it's very, very cool. Can you give everyone the links to your websites or social networking sites so they can keep up on all your latest news?
Absolutely. Please jump onto my social networking. I'm very big into my Facebook and Twitter. So if you just go to my website, that's the easiest way to do it. So it's dianacorcoran.com. And if you don't know how to spell it, it's dianacorcoran.com. Or you can just Google it because we love Google for correcting our spelling. And, just jump on my website and it's got all the links down the bottom. That's actually the best way to do it because there's people out there that have started up, you know, accounts in my name and they're not really me. So if you go to the website and jump on my Facebook, join my page, you can keep up with everything that I'm doing.
That is fantastic. And I just posted your website, dianacorcoran.com, in the website so everyone could just click the link and get directly to your website. So check out all of that.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for that, Josie.
Anytime. And here's some fun questions. What is your greatest career memory so far?
Oh, you know what? I would have to say it was performing for the troops in Afghanistan. So I know we already touched on that, but it's just a really humbling and amazing experience, and it's just something that, yeah, I will never forget. And I remember when I stepped off the plane back into Australia and my mum called me and said, you know, how was it? And I said, Mum, there is without a doubt that is the most amazing thing I've ever done in my career.
Wow. Very, very cool. Awesome, awesome. And let's see here. Oh, there's a chat room question. This isn't even a question. Pickled Ham says, Diane, I'm going to buy your CD now. Awesome.
Oh, God love you. Thank you very much. I hope that you like it.
Yeah, I bet they will. You're going to love all of the songs on there. So everyone check it out. Super exciting. And another fun question. If you could do a duet with anyone, who would it be?
Oh, good question.
Mm-hmm.
Dolly Parton.
Ooh,
I think that would be really cool. Our voices aren't that dissimilar. We've definitely got some things in common, and I think she would be incredible.
Oh, yeah, I agree. You should. That would be the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, we'll have to make that happen.
Absolutely. We'll start a petition. Don't you worry about that.
Oh, thank you. You guys are the best.
We love it. So what is your favorite song to perform?
Okay. That's a good question, too. You've got some great questions. I'm not prepared.
Thank you.
Probably Thank You for Cheating on Me. I think it's just fun, and I love my band, absolutely love playing that song, and when they're all having fun, I have fun. So it's really good, and when when I do my live shows, the band kind of play on at the end of it when I walk off, and they just go crazy. They, you know, they make it their own. So I think it's probably that one because everyone has so much fun.
Awesome. Super cool. That is a fun song to party down to.
It is, and it's true, and it's positive, I just love it.
Absolutely. So let's see, Reba Fan for Forever in the chat room says, would you do a duet with Reba?
Oh my gosh, yes, I love Reba, and she's you know what else? I actually love the show Reba, and we don't get it in Australia, so I had to purchase them all. Whenever I'm in America, I have to get the shows that I can't get over there. And I'm such a big Reba fan. I think she's an incredible person. So I would definitely do a duet with Reba.
Absolutely. That would be fun. So these are some good questions here that we're getting in the chat room. But here is another fun question. If you had to describe your music in three words, what would they be?
Okay. Honest, with a capital H. Quirky. And real.
Perfect. I agree with that. Very perfect.
Thank you. I hope I nailed that
right
one.
On. Absolutely. Right on. You nailed it. And let's see here. Are you currently working on any other projects?
Well, I'm actually I'm living in Nashville at the moment, not on a permanent basis, but I'm in Nashville songwriting, and I'll spend the next few months doing that and just sort of working on it constantly. And I think we're just going to see where we're at with the songs, and if I've got enough songs at the end of my trip, then I'll record another album. But at this stage, I'm kind of letting the universe guide me. So the project is mega songwriting camp.
Very, very exciting. Very, very cool. This is a question that I usually love to ask my guests, because it's just so much fun and we get hilarious answers. Do you have any on-stage embarrassing moments that you can share with us?
You know, I've kind of got lots of them because I'm a bit clumsy and I'm a bit of a klutz. So I can't tell you how many times I have almost fallen over on stage. Like, I just lose my balance. So that happens a lot, but I never actually have. But I did have one moment where my top broke, and it came down, and so I had a bit of a wardrobe malfunction. Luckily, the bra that I was wearing underneath it was the same color, so when I looked back on the video, you couldn't really see that it had come off. But I was, needless to say, I didn't sing very well during that song.
Oh man! Well, I mean, you probably covered it so well that people were just like, maybe it's part of the act. Maybe it's part of the song.
Yeah, you know, you could be right, but I think I got away with it. But for me, it was terribly embarrassing.
Oh, well, hope that never happens ever, ever again.
Thank you. Me too. My gosh. But, you know, if I have a long career, it's going to happen, I would say.
Oh, yeah. But it's all good. It's all good.
It is. It is.
So let's see here. We are actually running out of time, but I have one last question for you here. And it's a fun question. What are some awesome things you like to do for fun in Australia?
Okay. Well, I really do like these questions. You guys are great. I'm heavily into motorbikes back home, and I used to race motocross, so I love I love going out on dirt bikes. I hardly ever do anymore because I just don't get time, but that's something I love to do. And I also just like driving. I know that sounds crazy, but I'm big on road trips. And in Australia, we've got lots of distance and lots of ground to travel and to cover. So we do like to go on road trips back home. And I rollerblade as well. I love rollerblading. I haven't grown out of rollerblading. lots and lots of stuff. I just, you know, we have lots of fun back home, and there's lots of things to do in Australia, that's for sure.
Absolutely. I always wanted to go to Australia, and now I have to. That sounds like so much fun.
you absolutely do have to go, and I hope that you and all the listeners get a chance to go, because it's an incredible country and we would love to have you.
Absolutely, and hopefully I could be able to meet you one of these days and go to a performance and see you live. I'd love that.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Well, make sure you come and say good day.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Thank you so, so much for coming on the show, and I hope you come back again soon. I had so much fun talking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Josie. This has just been fantastic, and thanks to all the listeners in the chat room there, and hopefully I'll chat to you again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Awesome. Had so much fun talking to the wonderful Diana Corcoran. She's awesome, and you guys all have to seriously check out her website and everything else. It's she's wonderful. And also, before we get to our next guest, who is in the house, he is called in and ready to go. But before we bring him out, I wanted to share with you our big news. The Josie Show will be sponsoring country singer Jason Clutter's concert for Riley's Kids tomorrow, great foundation, tomorrow night at the Vanderburg Fairgrounds in Evansville, Indiana. His concert starts at 8 p.m. For all the details, you can go to his website, jasonclutter.com. The Josie Show will be there having fun, so come on out and say hello and check that out. The Josie Show will be sponsoring this wonderful thing, and it's such a great organization. I love it. And so everyone, you if you are close into the area of Evansville, Indiana, come and check it out and have fun with us. We would love to have you there. So now let's get ready for our second guest tonight. I am super thrilled to have on the show country singer Corey Sims. Hello Corey.
Ms. Josie.
Hello.
How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Thanks so much for coming on. Very, very excited to be talking with you. So let's get started here. So tell us how you got started singing and turning this into your career choice.
Well, it started when I was in high school, actually. My dad, he had always sing a little bit, you know, in church, or, you know, whatever. You know, I never thought about it much. I was like, man, that's cool. Dad can sing a little bit. You know, cool. You know, but
yeah.
the older I got, and got on up into high school, and, you know, I was hanging out with some of my buddies, and I met this new group of guys, and they were over here, you know, picking around on the guitar and singing a little bit, and, you know, obviously I've listened to, you know, the radio all my life, and I'm just the biggest country music fan there ever was, you know. So I started hanging out with those guys, and they were picking and grinning and singing and having a great time, and I was started singing along a little bit, and I was like, man, you got a pretty good voice, you know. And I was like, well, you know, my dad sang a little bit, whatever, you know, maybe I can do this thing. So I just started entering competitions here and there and singing in church, and one thing led to another, and I decided that I would absolutely love this as a career, so that's what we're pursuing.
Absolutely, and it just came natural to you from there, basically.
It did. You know,
I guess, like I said,
it come from my dad. I mean, it was in those genes, I guess, and, you know, he just handed me a little, I guess. I don't know.
Absolutely. He did. Very, very cool. Very, very cool. And who would you say are your biggest musical influences that you look up to?
Oh, wow. That's a big one. You know, that's very broad.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say, well, could you say, you know, the good Lord, you know, above, whether it's a musical inspiration or not, I don't know, but he certainly handed me a little bit of talent, and God knows I wouldn't be, you know, where I am with my life and my family and my career, you know, had it not been for him, you know. But as far as the music world goes, you know, I just, you know, I got to go back to my roots with, you know, Willie and Waylon and the boys, basically, you know, some of those older guys, you know. But, you know, I can't pinpoint one person. You know, it's just so broad, and there's so many people that are so talented, and they've just left their mark in country music, and you just got to look up to all those guys.
Absolutely, I agree. I read somewhere that you're currently working on your second CD. Is that correct?
Well, we are. We put out a CD a couple years ago. It was titled Different Sides of Me. It was pretty good. I had another one I'd put on hold. It was a gospel album. You know, I can't say too much about the country album that's slated to come out here pretty soon. I'll just have to leave that on the back burner, maybe for another time. But I do have one. Hopefully, it's a gospel CD. that we put on hold a while back called Foot of the Mountain. We should have it out hopefully by the end of August. That's what we're looking at.
Absolutely. And congratulations. I think that's great that you're working on your second CD, and I wish you the best. I have to get my hands on it.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, you'll be first on the list when I get that thing out.
Sounds great. Super excited. And can you give everyone the link to your website or social networking site so they can keep up on all your latest news?
Laura, where do we begin? I've got a team that puts together, you know, all of this stuff for me. I get on there from time to time and check it all out, and I'm sure I forget something, you know, here and there at some point. But you've got, you know, I'm on MySpace, you know, MySpace/Corey Sims, Facebook, obviously, ReverbNation.com. Just search my name, you know, Corey Sims, and it'll pull right up. What else is there? There's a million other things.
So
those three there are pretty much the top three where we're at.
Absolutely. So everyone check that out. So most likely when your CD is available, our listeners will be able to purchase that from your site, right?
Absolutely. I don't know what all they are on there. There's iTunes and, you know, this and that. You can order it directly from my website just by contacting me, and my team will get it out to you. And I know iTunes carries it. I can't think of any of the other ones, to be honest with you, Josie. I'm so sorry. I'm horrible at this. You know, but it's all over the website. If you guys want to check out the website, just go on there.
That's
you know, search my name, Corey Sims, at ReverbNation.com or Facebook or MySpace, either of the three, and you should be able to get that information.
Absolutely. Super easy. Check that out, everyone. When that releases, let us know. We could have you back on for an update show and would definitely be glad to feature any of your music and get the word out. That's what we're all about. We love it.
Absolutely. I was trying really hard to get you guys just at least one or at least a piece of something, you know, that you could play live for us, you know, but you know, we were fighting time here, and I don't want to let anything go unless it's, you know, to my standards and what my fans expect out of me, and I just wasn't ready to let that go yet.
Perfectly said. Nice. And I heard, okay, this is like the coolest thing ever. I heard you performed at Dollywood. Can you tell us about that experience?
Oh yeah, that was so much fun.
Yeah.
It wasn't too long ago, actually. I think it was about a year ago, maybe. We were just invited up there to do a day gig, you know, and just have the friends and family out, and you know, just sit up there in front of everybody and just let it rip. It was so much fun, super cool. You know, sad but true. The first and only time I've ever been to Dollywood.
Oh my goodness! And that must have been like
this close. Never been there. First and only time
Wow.
I performed there. But it was awesome. It was great. If you guys get a chance to go, you should go check it out.
That is awesome. Very, very cool. Here's a fan question. Reba Fan 4 Forever asked, did you get to meet Dolly Parton?
I did not. Actually, funny story. I mean, and that's just probably how it always works. You know, she was there earlier. You know, and you know where I'm going with that. And that's what everybody says. It doesn't matter where you're performing, you know, who the person is, how much you love them or anything like that. I think they do that just to make you feel a little bit worse. Oh, well, you just missed her. You know, but true story, she was supposedly there earlier in the day, but I just missed her.
Oh, man. you think it would be just better if they didn't say that.
Absolutely. Yeah, total bummer. So it would have been really cool to meet her.
Yeah, but you will definitely have another chance. Just keep going where you're at. And I think you should actually, like a duet, I think would be the coolest thing if, you know.
That would be so fun.
Cool.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That would be so much fun.
Your fans would love to hear that, too. That would be really cool. This is a fun question. Do you prefer performing fast or slow songs?
That one's tough. For me personally, I have to say the faster the better. Ripping and running, just acting total fool of myself on stage. I just absolutely love it. It's great. Flip side of that, vocally, you know, you've got to slam down some of those power ballads sometimes, or it's just, you know, it's just not the same. But you know, it's 50-50. You know, I love ripping and running, but then I also like to slow it down a little bit, and you know, and focus on the softer side of me, I guess.
Absolutely. And what is your favorite song to perform live, either yours or a cover?
You got me. Ooh. You stumped me. I'm never at a loss for words, Josie, and you done it.
I'm like, oh.
No, you did. I'm never. I'm always just running my mouth 90 miles an hour. You know, you caught me on that one. I don't know. You know, I'm a huge fan. If I'm doing cover songs, you know, I'm a huge fan of Blake Shelton and Craig Morgan. Those two guys. Just really anything I'm doing of those. And you know, on the flip side of that, if we're singing original songs, then you know, I'm not really a big fan of singing something that I have written personally myself only. Mm-hmm. Now, if it's me and my, you know, me and my group or my guys, and you know, we're working on something and it's a team effort, then absolutely, you know, there's several of them. But as far as myself goes, if I just write something myself, I don't know, it just seems like there's always something wrong with it, or it could be better, you know.
Yeah, well, that is no problem, and you are just fantastic all around, and everyone just has to check out your performances. And in the chat room, Tina Marie says here, you have to hear Corey sing Behind Closed Doors.
that's probably one of the most requested. That's an old Charlie Rich song. I'm sure you guys have heard of him and know him for years and years, but that's probably one of the most requested I get out of my fans on the cover tunes is Behind Closed Doors by Charlie Rich.
Very, very cool.
Thank you, Dan Marie, also for saying that. That's totally cool of you.
Yes, we got a lot of fans here that are excited to be able to hear you and chat with you. Someone in the chat room here
asked.
That's
really awesome.
Yeah. Fans in the chat room are asking, can you sing a couple lines from that? I don't know if you're prepared or not, but it's all good. I don't know.
You're going to try to put me on the spot.
You definitely do not have to. Oh, my goodness. We got a fan here, by the way.
My baby makes me proud. Lord, don't she make me proud. She never makes a scene by hanging all over me in a crowd. All right, I gotta leave something left for the imagination.
Oh, my goodness. Woohoo! Oh, my goodness.
You guys are crazy. This is so fun. You're awesome.
I know. Oh, my goodness. Okay. And for everybody who doesn't know, that's my producer screaming right now. Oh, my goodness. That was loud. But, yeah,
you
definitely
totally
have
cool.
You definitely have a fan base here that are just super excited for you and everything that you're doing. And you just made their day for singing those just couple lines.
Well, awesome, awesome. I can't wait to get you guys some music out there. Sorry I wasn't able to get you anything, but like I said, you know, I just wasn't ready to let it go yet. But hang in there, and you guys are first on the list, I promise.
Absolutely. Just let us know. Take your time. And very excited to hear everything. Very, very cool. And so do you do any songwriting as well?
Absolutely. If I'm not singing, I'm either thinking of singing or writing something to sing. We've written several songs, you know, me and my team. most of the songs on the, not the gospel album, but the next one that I can't really talk a whole lot about. It's not far out of reach, but there's several original songs written by me and my team on that one as well.
Very cool. You're multi-talented. You sing, you do all that. Very cool. Keep doing it. Keep doing your thing.
For sure.
Awesome.
Yeah, I like how you threw that southern twang in there a little bit.
Thank you. I'm working on it. I have a lot of country singing guests on the show. You know, I have to practice. You know, it's important.
I forgot to tell you, but that was one of the first things I was going to say to you guys. I am from Georgia. You need to speak slowly and clearly. That was a bad joke.
we've been to Georgia to see some performances, and GCGMA is awesome. By the way, I had to give them a little shout-out because that's what we've seen. And they have such talented people in Georgia. We love Georgia. We are big fans of Georgia.
Georgia's awesome. You know, and Georgia Country and Gospel Music Association and Sweet Southern Entertainment and those guys that I work with so closely, you would not believe just how classy these people are. It's just outstanding people, the best people I've ever met. I love them all. I can't say enough good things about them.
Absolutely. Very, very cool. Do you have any upcoming performances planned where your fans will be able to see you?
Yes, I do. I think I've got the weekend off, actually, this weekend. We are actually performing in a competition tomorrow night. Just one song, you better make it right or you're done. That's got a pretty cool prize pack, a chance to perform at a nice little setting in Nashville, you know, with a couple of important guys sitting around the table, you know, but that's about all I can say about that at the moment, but wish me luck there.
Yeah.
Next weekend, where are we next weekend? We're doing you know how it is, festivals. If you see a festival anywhere, come out. I will probably be there this time of year. I just absolutely love doing those things. You know, you've got all age groups, kids. You know, all of my stuff is G rated for the entire family. So we really really like doing those festivals. But anyway, to answer your question, since I'm a babbling idiot right now and I
love
can't
it.
Think
no,
of anything
no,
right
awesome.
Off the top of my head, you can go on MySpace, Facebook, or Reverb Nation.
Awesome.
And find those show dates.
Sweet. So check it out. And good luck with your competition that you're doing. Very exciting. Good luck.
Thank
All
you,
the best.
Thank you.
Bringing you good vibes.
Love it.
Awesome. Awesome. Let's see here. Here is a fun question that we always ask here. We love it. Do you have any on-stage embarrassing moments that you can share with us?
No.
Hard question. You haven't? Good.
No.
Nice.
And I'll tell you why I don't have one. Because from beginning to end of my shows, it is absolutely... You've got to see. You've got to come and say, this is so fun. I act like the biggest dummy you have ever met in your life from beginning to end. So I can either answer that with a no or a yes, which being the whole thing's embarrassing. You know, I've had my very, very close relatives say to me, how do you do that in front of all those people and it not bother you?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just so fun. I just make myself look like a complete fool. And it's the dumber I look, the funner it is.
There you go. Look on the positive side. Everything is good. People are probably enjoying themselves. See? There you go. You're funny.
funny story. I think it was the second.
Do we lose? Oh, are you still there? Oh. Uh-oh. Let's see here. Oh, it looks like we have lost him. Oh, man.
All right, maybe
yeah, maybe he'll call back. So just hold on here. So what's everyone doing while we wait for our guest? We must have had a connection error. No big...
This is the song, la, 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 Elmo's
Ooh.
Song. La, 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 Elmo's song.
I like it.
La, 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 la.
To think he wrote this alone.
La, 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 la.
Catchy.
He loves to sing, la, 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 Elmo's song.
Oh, he sings.
La, 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 Elmo's song. He wrote the music.
Well, very nice, and you could all thank my wonderful my wonderful web designer Alan for that wonderful tune. Everyone's like, oh, thanks. But yeah, and maybe if you guys come back next week, maybe we'll have Scooby Doo. Yay! Oh man, this is turning interesting. Oh, this is my jam right here. Over. But very, very interesting. What other songs you got there, Alan?
This is Amanda Pye, and you're listening to The Josie Show. To download my music, go to iTunes.com, or for more information about my music, pictures, or blog information, check out AmandaPye.com.
Hey guys, it's Justin the Mystifier here. Check me out at justinthemystifier.com. Catch me on Mystify Live and check out all the great shows coming to the Mystifier channel, all at justinthemystifier.com. Now, back to the Josie Show.
Awesome. Okay, so I think we have our guest back here. I think we have...
Corey, are you back with us?
Oh.
Corey, are you there?
I am.
Oh, all right,
oh.
We lost you somewhere.
There
you got to go back to your story.
Yeah.
Don't you just love technology?
It's just wonderful. We have this problem all the time. Oh, man. But what were you saying before it cut us off here?
What was the last thing we heard? Anyway, I'll just tell you the whole thing over again. There was one instance. It was like the second or third show I did when I signed up. You know, when I first started the Georgia Country and Gospel Music Association, I was doing an original song. True story, very embarrassed. I wrote the song completely off, never performed it again, but forgot the very first line of the song I wrote myself.
Ooh.
If you don't think that's embarrassing, let me tell you. That's bad. But yeah, a song that I wrote, I was performing it at one of the first two or three shows that I did, and I forgot the first line to the song I wrote.
Oh, my goodness. What happens, like, that seriously, you see, that's how you know you are a real star. People do that all the time, like, seriously. I've had worse stories than that, so you are good. You are definitely
awesome.
Good.
Awesome.
Yeah. Absolutely. You are very, very good.
Well, thank you.
Anytime. So let's see here. Here we go. Colt Chambers wanted me to say hi to you. He's in the chat room right now,
Colt?
Listening.
What's up, Colt? What's up? Love you, buddy. You did an excellent job at the Georgia Country and Gospel Music Awards, whenever that was. Anyway, good job. You did great. Farmer's Daughter, I remember. You rocked it out.
Very, very cool. So, hey, new from there, here. Okay, and so let's see. Reba Fan for Forever also asks, do you have a Twitter page?
Yes, That was the other thing.
Ooh,
and tell her I'm wide open to her showing me how to use that dadgum thing. I'm all about it. I will take notes and everything.
I've
got one. Corey Sam's Country. Corey Sam's Country. CoreySamsCountry.
Awesome. So very, very cool. And that's hilarious because Twitter is so addicting, and I thought if you even just ask, there will be a million people on there just being like, okay, so now, first, you click the mention button, and they'll break it down for you. It's all good. They'll break it down for you. It's all good.
That's hilarious. If I didn't have my team of just...
Oh, Corey, you still there? Oh. We are having some issues here.
He might be on
his cell. Oh, man.
Hey, everybody. This is Laura Bryna. Check out my website, laurabryna.com, for all the latest and greatest and all the fun happening things going on with our music and all the upcoming shows. Thanks again for listening to my girl, Josie. You're listening to The Josie Show.
Hey, guys, it's Celeste, and you're listening to The Josie Show.
Awesome. Well, I love when my past guests are sending me voice messages and all this other stuff. And, So if you guys want to send a message like that we could play on the air, check it out. And I think we have Corey back. We are having some issues.
Corey, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. You guys aren't having issues. I'm having issues.
No.
I told
problem.
You, I'm a walking, talking disaster at times. It's fun, but sometimes it just don't work. So where were we?
Let's see. I don't even know anymore.
I don't even know.
We were talking about
Twitter. I have no idea
how
to work Twitter, but it's at Corey Sims Country. And I was just saying I am so blessed to have so many intelligent people working around me so I don't have to be intelligent. I promise you, if I touch it, I'm messing it up.
Well, everyone, help out Corey Sims on Twitter at Corey Sims Country, right?
Yes, Corey Sims Country. Y'all come
awesome.
In there and talk to me and show me the ropes. Give me a quick tutorial.
Awesome. So everyone, help him out. He needs help. He needs help with the Twitter world. It's all good. It's all good.
Corey needs a lot more help than that, but we'll get started with Twitter.
You are hilarious. That is,
so
funny. That is so funny. But hopefully now we don't lose you anymore. Let's see here. In your downtime, here's a good question. In your downtime, what do you like to do for fun?
Did you say downtime?
Yes.
What is that?
I don't know. It's something that people use as a term, but I don't understand. Maybe once in a while on the weekend, maybe.
Yeah. You know, honestly, if we're not out gigging or day-to-day life, you know, we're riding, we're trying to come up with ways to improve the show, with, you know, just everything in my life pretty much revolves around music. Everything. I wouldn't have it any other way.
That's awesome. Well, very,
now,
very
if we're,
cool.
If we're not doing the music thing, you know, it's the daughter's ball games, you know, basketball games, softball games.
Yeah.
We're all about family.
Oh, that's awesome. That's super cool. I think that's great that you do that, and I think that's fantastic. And we are actually running out of time, but I had so much fun talking with you, and I hope you come back on very, very soon, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having me. It's been a blast. Absolutely had a ball. Thanks for having
me. So glad to hear that. And I will talk to you soon, and I'll teach you some stuff about Twitter, I promise.
Awesome. Take care, guys.
You too. Bye-bye. Awesome. I had so much fun chatting along with Corey Sims and Diana Corcoran. They're just fantastic. I hope you guys had a great time. So now, on Facebook, this is a chore, okay? We got some assignment for you. So on Facebook, go in the search bar and look for Music Can Save the World and become a friend to help our friend Skylar Jett fight for children's musical rights in public schools. It doesn't matter where a child lives. They should have access to music in school. So that's a big thing, and we wanted to mention it. So just help our friend Skylar out and on Facebook go into the search bar. So Music Can Save the World. And we now we're going to play a great song titled Music Can Save the World. Contributing artists on this song are Skylar Jett and Eric Daniels. So let's get this show on the road.
Save the babies, save our children. The future depends on us to find solutions right now. Save the homeless, save our planet. With the strength of our artistry, we can show you how, yeah. A positive vibe of love so that the healing begins. Feed the hungry, embrace humanity. Challenge the leaders of every nation, shake hands and make
to let you know that my newest single, Living Your Dream, dropped worldwide on iTunes May 1st. And you can hear that by going to my website, which is www.danikaholmes.com That's DANIKAHOLMES.com. While you're there, don't forget, you can sign up and get a free download as well. Thanks so much. Now back to the Josie Show.
Woohoo! Rock on. Love it, love it, love it. So now I really want to get into the segment that is just so, so fun. And you guys have to participate because I want to know what you guys would do to desperately get Wi-Fi connection, especially when the Josie Show is coming on and you need to get that connection. I have to put a plug in here. And you don't mess with me.
That's where we're going, straight down it.
Baby. There we go. Right down it. Okay, so what would you do? No, let's see.
Hey, I've done some desperate
for internet connection, absolutely. I did too. I'm going to probably admit to some as well here. So let's get started here.
And remember, stay with us because after you hear who's coming up next on the Josie Show, we will have some more music from Diana Corcoran. I think we've got a couple more songs. And I have to say, she titles her songs like the craziest stuff ever. It's always so amusing. Okay.
Love her.
So we've got some good stuff coming. So stay with us.
Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. We're going to play some more.
Oh, yeah. So here, the craziest things we could find that people admit to doing, trying to get a Wi-Fi connection.
All right, what do we got?
So this one I've done, actually.
You done this?
Drive around in a panic to hop onto someone else's Wi-Fi. When you and Dad are driving, why else do you think I have my phone and looking on the internet? Seriously.
All right, that's actually crazy. I can see people doing that in desperation. That's not such a big deal.
I think it's just funny because it says, in a panic to hop.
Yeah.
It's a funny word.
I have to stop for ice cream on the way, but it's my bad. Yeah,
I'm listening. Oh, my God. This is such
a scary. Okay.
That's a scary, scary sound.
All right.
So now sign into neighbor's Wi-Fi. There are a few people that have admitted to doing that.
Yeah.
So.
I think that's, what is that? Is that considered naughty? I mean, what's a big deal? You pay the same price whether you use it or other people use it, right? I mean, I don't get it.
I don't even understand.
That's a big deal, let me know.
I don't know.
In the chat room because that I don't get, but okay.
Yeah, I don't really usually do that. I usually go with the first one, drive around in a panic.
But now that you know to drive around in a panic.
But now.
That's good. Then we don't have to get behind the wheel for you all the time. Okay, go ahead.
Exactly. So you can plug into the back of a cash register. How in the world?
I don't get it.
Does that? We don't get much, but. How in the world can you get Wi-Fi connection, please tell me, from plugging into the back of the cash register?
It must be some pretty fandangled thing. I'm guessing it's not the old one with the big push buttons.
Push buttons.
I'm guessing it's a pretty fancy computerized deal is what I'm
guessing.
Yeah. All right, so cool, that's fine. What else we got?
What else do we have? So worked on the top of a mountain for a week in a tent. You know, it would be bad just saying working on the top of a mountain, but they have to put in for a week in a tent.
Here's the thing. I don't know. I'm hearing tent. I'm hearing top of mountain. I'm thinking you ain't getting any Wi-Fi connection over there. But what are you close to? I don't get that one. But, yeah, maybe somebody knows something that we don't, which is fine.
I don't know. But, oh, here, Pickled Ham says, in London, I had to set in the stairwell on the fourth floor to get a Wi-Fi connection from across the street. That's interesting.
Cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Oh, and see, there you go. Cash registers have internet connections, as they usually use QuickBooks or something somewhere. Okay, see, look at that. We're getting an education.
Alan would definitely know, our wonderful web designer. He would definitely know that because he's pretty cool with the tech
stuff.
Yeah,
Pickled Ham here. He is like a web guru as well. So
yeah,
he's
true.
Got this down for us. Yep.
True.
Yep.
So if you guys have any stories about what you would do desperately to get Wi-Fi connection when the Josie Show's on, then please let us know in the chat room.
And don't give us anything in the chat room, Alan, that we wouldn't say on the air. Thanks.
Thank you. Remember, we are trying to keep it, I don't know, rated G?
Well, let's go with PG. We'll at least do PG.
Okay, PG's good. PG's
then
good.
I can at least be entertained slightly. So.
Okay, PG is good. PG is good.
Okay, what else
agreed,
do we got?
Agreed, agreed. So,
Alan, please, for the love of learning.
Hey,
okay.
I guess that was PG.
Yeah, I
don't know. All right. So, turned a TV antenna into a wireless internet antenna.
I don't know.
I don't know how to do that. You have to be some crazy. You must be crazy smart if you're doing that.
I don't know.
You must be crazy smart when you're doing that.
Okay.
Very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. paid for a cab ride while working on internet.
All right,
so I don't understand that one. We were talking about this prior to the show, and we did not understand.
Yeah, I don't know. So there must be some sort of connection in the cab. I don't know. I don't do cabs. I'm sorry. I don't do cabs.
No.
Public transportation, not my favorite form of thing. Okay.
Mm.
I will walk first.
God, he really does. I'm kidding. yeah, so let's see. Plugged into electric from a city pole on the sidewalk. That's a no-no.
I think that's probably a no-no.
That's a no-no.
Because I remember when I was researching this here, there was a little quote next to that that said, I only did it for a couple of seconds, so, you know, I'm guessing he was afraid of the big police coming down to get him.
Police, yep, bad. Next one.
Yep, that was them, the police.
That was them. Yes, that sound comes from a police.
Aren't we fun?
Ah.
Yeah,
we learn a lot. We learn a lot on this show.
Yeah.
Next one. Held a laptop out of window to send an email. I've done that before.
Okay, you know what? That's pretty funny.
I've done that before.
You get it all ready, and then you hold it out there just to hit send, and you say a couple of prayers. So, yeah.
I've done it. Have you guys done it? I've done it.
Just think of how funny we both looked at people driving by. I never really thought about it. When you're desperate, you just don't think about it.
They were probably thinking, what are these crazy people about?
Well, thank goodness we never dropped it. That's always my biggest fear.
Oh, thank goodness.
Drop it out the window.
That's something to see. Then we'll be on YouTube.
That would be something
else. Yeah. Next one, sat outside an airport for 4 hours. Okay, see, I mean, sat outside an airport, I guess that's okay, except they don't really usually let you do that, do they?
Well, I mean sure eventually the police will come and shush you away. I mean, here in Chicago, it would be, you know, a little different story. You know, they don't mess around with that anymore. So maybe that was back in the day that they did that.
But for 4 hours, that's what I don't know.
They had a lot of work to do.
They must have. They must have been busy.
They had too much to handle. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I know, it was like a little jam.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Did you like my? Oh, okay.
Thank
you. So moving through a house to get best connection.
Well done, that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this is fine. But this is what she admits to.
This woman, bless her heart, she found her best connection on their child's ducky chair in their room.
Aww. She's sitting on the ducky chair doing her work.
Aww. Wait. So, but what if her kid comes in and is like,
that's,
you know, mom, move over. I want to be on my ducky chair.
You're like, no, I have some work to do.
I'm sorry, honey.
You need to be sitting on the floor.
Sorry, honey. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
That's funny. Yeah, that was very cute.
That's cute. And then use dial up.
Yeah, I guess if you're desperate. I wouldn't even know how to do dial up anymore. I would not have no idea what to do there. I'd drive around to an airport. I mean,
Stay there for 4 hours. Yeah. Hooked into a laundromat.
Yeah, someone needs to explain the laundromat thing to me. So what does that mean? Just into the what? I'm assuming.
While you're cleaning your drawers.
While you're under for a second, here's what happens. You know, you're outside. Okay, you know what? Seriously, we have this one too far now. Okay, so I don't get what they plug into. It must just be like the, you know, whatever, the cash register or internet or something. I can't imagine they're plugging in a washing machine, but hey, what do I know? So, that's pretty funny.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
This is my favorite
because of what the child admits to after. So this is a teenage boy that admitted to this, and it cracks me up. So he sat on his mom's roof in order to get internet, which, okay, you know, people climb on roofs, I guess. So anyways, but then the boy admits to going up there on the roof often, even when he does have a signal. He tells his parents that he doesn't, because apparently he has a really good view into his neighbor's window and sees things he shouldn't see. So so he ends up going ahead and doing his internet from the roof all the time. And surprisingly, for months, his parents have not figured out why he's doing that. I don't know. If I was a parent, I'd probably go close to the roof and check out maybe what my kids are doing. But hey, that's what he admits to.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
But actually, how about this? Let's do something different.
We're gonna do something different?
Yeah.
Rock on.
I'm the host. Let's rock on.
Okay, you can do what you want.
You're it's funny, you're the producer, and I'm like, okay, this is what you're going to do here.
I think all those people in the chat room caught on pretty darn quick about what this boy's doing on the roof. All right.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry about that. Flip-a-roo.
That's funny.
I was just so shocked. I was just so stunned by that we just surpassed PG. I didn't even know that was going to even happen.
No, we didn't explain what he's seen, but we're still okay. Let's try to use your imagination. Maybe you've seen a couple people sitting down reading a book.
Oh, yeah, reading a book, all right. Okay, so... Stay in school, kids. Now, can you actually help me with these guests? How about that? Help me out here.
Oh, rock on.
You know? Okay. And you're just happy that you're going to be on the show. You're just like, all right, give me my duties.
Sorry, I like to talk.
It's all good.
In case you guys haven't figured that out yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. And then after that, we're going to play some more of Diana Corcoran's music, right?
Absolutely.
All right, so we'll play some more of that music. Too bad we don't have any from Corey, but he's going to give us some as soon as possible.
Absolutely.
I don't know about you, but
take
when he sang a couple lines of that song,
awesome.
He is awesome, and he's a fun guy.
You were screaming so loud, I think my ear just blew. You know.
I was having the best time ever. Do you know that song that he did a couple bars for us to, mm-hmm. that is the very first time when I was a child, that is the very first time I ever heard country music.
Really?
Yeah, so that's what made me fall in love with country music was just that one song. I was a little girl. My grandma and one of her friends were driving to the store. I was in the back seat, and she was a big country music fan, and that was the song she would put on. She had a tape or CD, or I don't think it was a CD back in the day. It must have been like a cassette or something. I don't know, some big old 8-track or something. I don't know.
I'm waiting for someone in the chat room to say, Josie, do you even know what a cassette is?
I don't know. But she would play it over and over and over again, and that's how I fell in love with country music.
Very cool.
I know. So
he brought some childhood memories.
He did.
To
when
What's
I heard
that?
Him sing that, I was like a little bit out of control because I remember sitting in the back seat and singing it to myself all the time.
Very cool. Very cool.
He's fantastic. I could sit down and talk to him all day. He was fun.
He is hilarious.
He is fun.
He's hilarious. Pickled Ham says lost audio. Had to reload the player. Still no audio. Okay, Ellen is like the master at that. I have no clue what I'm doing.
All right, well, can someone
else? Ellen is the talker.
Just make sure somebody can hear us. Can you guys still hear us?
I know. I mean, you know, I don't mind talking to myself, but, I mean, it would be nice if someone could actually hear me as well.
All right, well, nobody else is saying that they can, so we must be okay.
Yeah, all right. Oh, bye, Eric B. I hope you enjoyed the show.
Oh,
and,
thanks for coming, Eric.
Yeah, so glad you were able to make it, and I hope you come again.
All right,
thank
so
you.
Let's go through this, and let's get to some more music.
Some music so you
let's
could scream and holler.
I want to dance around. I'm starting my Friday night weekend party right now.
Yeah,
by the time I get to the festival tomorrow, we're going to be out of control. Okay.
Agreed. Okay, so we're booked up with amazing guests for May and June, including a show first that we are super excited about. Are you excited about it?
It's you know I'm excited.
You know it. We will make radio history.
Hey guys,
here on
it's Justin the Mystifier here. Check me out at justinthemystifier.com. Catch me on Mystify Live. And check out all the great shows coming to the Mystifier channel, all at justinthemystifier.com. Now, back to the Josie Show.
Okay, that, like, surprised me. That scared me a little bit. I'm like, oh, my gosh, did he call in? Oh, that is so cool. Well, Justin the Mystifier is fantastic. So don't give away any more clues because we're going to explain that in a little bit. So here's our lineup of our shows and our wonderful guests that we have coming up. On May 20th, we have the alternative rock band Tomorrow Depends. And just added to our lineup that night is Lisa Barrett, who is a current contestant on the show Best Original Song. She's a touching story to share with us about childhood cancer and a beautiful song. So we will speak to her and help her get some votes for a great cause. Are you excited about that one?
I am excited, yeah.
That's going to be a good one. On May 27th, we bring you R&B sensation Jay Kell, and we have rescheduled country singer Cody Prevost for this night as well. We promised you, and we never break a promise. I can tell you that we never break a promise, and we promised that we would have Cody Prevost back, and we did it. He's awesome. So on June 3rd, we bring you Pat Melfi, who is the former vice president of MCA Records and the current owner and CEO of Starpoint Records. All you musicians, make sure you tune into the show. Then this same night, we recently booked an awesome country singer, Charlie the FedEx Man. Helmick. We love his music and just went nuts over one specific song. You'll have to tune in to find out which one. Teaser, teaser, ha, 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 ha. Okay. You like that?
Yeah, the little dance that went with it. Too bad you're not on video, too, because the little dance that went with it was pretty fantastic.
Thank you. I know how to groove.
I get to see it all. You do know how to groove. I'm watching.
I do. I'm a dancer. So, and then on June 10th, we bring back show favorite Corey Jean Olsen. Woohoo! We love Corey Jean here. To catch up with her and platinum recording artist and legend, Pauly Carmen. So very excited to be talking to both of them, and it's going to be a super fun show. So I hope you guys tune in. And then on June 17th, we bring you two great artists, Adam Johnson and Brian Desvereaux. I hope I said that correctly.
I think so.
Awesome. Super excited. And then, I don't know why I'm doing this. And then, here it is, the show that will make radio history at the Josie Show. So now, did you ever think you could experience illusions on radio? See, I didn't. You know, I didn't even know this was even possible. Just see, that proves how brilliant Justin the Mystifier is.
He rocks. He's
so
gonna make it happen.
You gotta tune in. He's brilliant.
That's scary, not mystifying.
Yeah, mystifying.
That's my old word. You like it?
Okay. I love it. So did you ever think you could experience illusions on radio? Well, now you can. On June 24th, we bring you the illusions of Justin the Mystifier right here on our show. All you need to do is tune in at www.josieshow.com, josieshow.com, and you will see. You will actually see the illusion of Justin. How we are going to do this, you know, you won't know. It's magic. You will never know. You will never know. So you got to come back and find out.
Yep. So you definitely don't want to be listening by phone that night. You definitely want to be listening by computer that night.
Yeah, let's just say you got to be on your computer to see it. That's all we're going to give you. And also bring a deck. This is cool. Bring a deck of cards to the show with you and get to witness an illusion right in your own home. Trust me, you will not want to miss this show.
Okay, that's so cool.
Heck, I don't want to miss this show.
That's
this is fantastic.
So cool.
I'm bringing my deck of cards. I got those cool SpongeBob deck of cards.
I'm going to use the SpongeBob ones. Okay, I'll find another pair. You can have the SpongeBob. That's fine. I'll find something
else. You have the Scooby-Doo. Okay.
Rock on.
And then
the card player can use
that. I can't hear you.
Hi, Captain.
Josie, you were just singing that all on your own, huh, girl? You go for it.
I'm like, oh.
You go for it. Oh,
that's funny.
That just cracks me up.
Oh, well.
And then, last but not least, we also have
July 22nd. Annalise Collette.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited.
She does a bunch of stuff. She's a pop and R&B vocalist.
Mm-hmm.
She's an actress, a dancer, a songwriter.
What's
Rock
going on?
On.
Yeah.
Can't wait to have her. Yeah, she's great. So
she
we're
is.
Excited. She's super excited, too. I'm sure you've seen her postings everywhere. She was all over it.
She's so sweet.
She's so sweet. We love her. We love her.
We love her already.
We cannot wait to have her on.
We love her already. She's so multi-talented. So you can check out all of these upcoming guests, such as, you know, bio, bio picture and video of their recent work. So check that out. We got such great guests. You won't want to miss it. So check it out.
Hey,
www.josieshow.com.
You're listening to the Josie Show. My current album Ember is now available at chelsearaysongs.com. So pick it up today and hop back to the Josie Show.
Chelsea Ray, awesome.
Yeah.
Love her.
We never quite know when they're gonna pop in, do we?
Yeah, we never know. We cannot get this straight.
We need a better plan for the pop-in. Yeah, we'll have to work on that.
I agree.
All right, well, let's get to the player here. Let's play some music first.
Wait a minute.
You've got more?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, want to advertise on the Josie Show? Email us at tina@josieshow.com, tina@josieshow.com for details. We are now taking advertisers to help you promote your business, or you can click on the link to the left on the homepage of the site or under the Sponsors tab. So check that out. And here are things to check out.
Hey, this is Jay Carroll. You listen to the Josie Show. Hey, please go.
that time I actually stopped and it got cut off. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
We can't get this straight, people.
Never know when they're going to pop in.
You never know. But, yes, that was Jay Cowell. He's wonderful, and he's coming up soon, so that's going to be exciting. So, anywho, check out our sponsors tab on our website. Lots of new sponsors being added. Also, want to tell us something here at the Josie Show? We make it easy. Just call our 24-hour contact line, call us and leave a message, or record something great that we could play on the air. And, yeah, sounds good. So, and also join our forums. We are so close to 200 members. I don't know if we surpassed that or what, but, I mean, I don't know. But just please join the forums and check that
hey,
out.
Joe, we have a request for you to sing the Elmo song.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's good. I don't even know the Elmo song.
I
don't.
Just change where he sings Elmo to Josie.
You do it.
You do it.
You do it.
All right.
This is the song, la 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 la, Elmo
la, la,
song. La 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 la, la 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 la, Elmo song.
I like it.
La la la, la 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 la.
To think he wrote it along.
La la la, la 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 la.
Catchy.
He loves to sing, la 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 la, Elmo song.
La la la.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the music.
Yeah, that was a little disturbing. La 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 la. Very, very cool. So, yeah, and also there's a new feature called Ask Josie on our site where you can ask any questions you have and I will reply. Any inappropriate questions will be deleted. Remember, questions that are sent to that are reviewed first because before they reach my eyes, because I am only 16, and you know it's not safe, so we have to have the adults step in. So remember that. And also, you can get archived shows on our website, YouTube, iTunes, and Zoom. That's a mouthful. Also, check out our Facebook and Twitter pages under our new name. Well, actually, it's not new anymore, but you know what I mean. The Josie Show. So check that out. Thanks to everyone for tuning in tonight to make our show so much fun. Have a great weekend. We will talk with you next week. Remember our guest, the band Tomorrow Depends and Lisa Barrett. Don't forget to come out and meet us tomorrow. Jason Clutter concert in Evansville, Indiana. So now we're going to play, you guys are going to play a set on some songs, huh?
Yeah, I think we've got a couple more songs here. Let's start out with, because this is fun, she has such great, Diana Corcoran has got such great names to her songs. This one's called Here's Your Damn Song. So here we go.
Here you are in front of me, telling me I'm not country. Who are you to tell me who I am? Well, I'm here to prove to you I'm gonna make it up to you and show you that I understand. So if you want me to write about a pregnant lady who's already got too many babies, the guy down the road who drinks too much, beats his wife and falls in love with a double D cup in a rusty truck, living it down and then living it up on the farm. Whoa, whoa, oh, well, here's your damn song. Here's your dopey dough. Here's all the things that your grandma knows. Here's your boots, scoot, and honky tonk, a flute and downright pig shooting your German country song.
Song about being happy. That's right. It's the happy, happy, joy, joy song.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
I don't think you're happy enough. That's right. I'll teach you to be happy. I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Now, boys and girls, let's try it again.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
If and you ain't the grand.
Good night.
Here you are in front of me, telling me I'm not country. Who are you to tell me who I am? Well, I'm here to prove to you, I'm gonna make it up to you, and show you that I understand. So if you want